Good morning. Hebrews 11, verse 4 tells us that by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect of his gifts, and through it he being dead yet speaketh. Hebrews chapter 11 is a roll call of the heroes of the past. The elders of verse 2 no doubt refers to the Old Testament worthies of the past, the patriarchs of the Hebrew Scriptures, and the witness borne to them by the Scripture record is that they were righteous. Not a soul is mentioned in this chapter whose life is not verified by Holy Writ. It is what God writes of a man that matters and not what man thinks. It would appear that the opening chapters of Genesis is before the author. First, there is mention of creation, following that our text, referring to Abel. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. This takes us back to Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. Two brothers brought a sacrifice. God accepted Abel's and rejected Cain's. Cain was angry, his countenance fell. Jehovah's reply to Cain was this: Why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. There is no explicit explanation as to why Abel's sacrifice was more acceptable, beyond the suggestion that Cain did not do well. There are a number of possible reasons why Abel's offering was more acceptable. The answer is often given that Cain substituted a vegetable offering rather than bringing a blood sacrifice. Nothing in the context shows this to be the case. There were numerous bloodless sacrifices under the law of Moses. Leviticus 2, verse 1 gives instructions for an offering consisting of flour and oil, or flour prepared with frankincense. Numbers 15 and verse 20 describes the heave offering as a bloodless offering of a meal from the threshing floor. Since there is no mention in Genesis 4 as to exactly what was commanded, we reject the idea that Cain substituted a vegetable offering in place of a blood sacrifice. However, it should be pointed out that God does not accept substitute sacrifices, as the case of Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus chapter 10, which so vividly demonstrates. Another explanation is found in the words, "more excellent." By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. The "more excellent" in the Greek means much or full. It is used more than 50 times in the New Testament and is usually translated greater or more. For example, in Matthew 12, verse 41, it says, "The men of Nineveh shall stand up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented of the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here." In Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 3, "For he hath counted worthy of more glory than Moses." It would seem that Abel's sacrifice was more excellent in the same sense that it is fuller, more complete, having more than Cain's. Could it be that Abel not only brought what God required, but offered it in a proper manner? Remember the offering of the Macedonia Christians? In 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 5, it says, "And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God." Another possible answer would indicate that Cain's sacrifice was unacceptable from the standpoint of Cain's attitude toward his brother. 1 John 3, verse 11 and 12 says, "For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous." Jesus taught that acceptable worship is in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. It is not enough to go through the motions of worship. The heart must be right with God. The indication in 1 John 3:11 and 12 is that Cain hated his brother. God does not accept worship if the heart is not right. In Matthew 5:21 and 22, "You have heard this been said by those of old time, you shall not murder. And whosoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire." In the next verse, Jesus makes it clear that a sacrifice is not acceptable while one is at odds with his brother. Matthew 5:23-24. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. If you come to worship and remember that you have sinned against another, it is best that you go and be reconciled before you offer a sacrifice of praise to God with hatred in your heart. We must understand the underlying principle of the sacrifice. It is not enough to just worship. One must have the right attitude of heart as well as a scriptural manner in order to please God. The value of offering does not depend so much on the character of the sacrifice as it does on the character of the one making it. It took ages for Israel to learn that faith and obedience are qualities which make sacrifice acceptable to God. Without moral and religious character, even the costliest offerings are an abomination to him. In Micah 6:6-8, we read, "With what shall I come before the Lord, and how bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?" Wickedness and worship do not mix. In Isaiah 1:11, "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand, to trample my courts?" Then in verse 13 he says, "Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity in the sacred meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them." Verse 15, "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, and plead for the widow." Then in verse 18 we read, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they're like crimson, they shall be as wool." Friends, acceptable worship, acceptable sacrifices, therefore, depend upon submission to God's will, and no one can know God's will unless he will listen to it. 1 Samuel 15:22, "Then Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." What does the blood of Abel say? "He being dead yet speaketh," Hebrews 11:4. The blood of Abel says that God will one day avenge the crimes perpetrated against the innocent. Romans 12:19, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." The blood of Abel says that the righteous are hated without cause. 1 John 3:11-13, "For this is the message that you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you." The blood of Abel says that it does make a difference how men worship Almighty God. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Worship is not just a mechanical observance of rituals, but an expression of love and devotion to God. The blood of Abel says that faith is active. By faith, Abel offered unto God. The blood of Abel says the only righteousness is in obeying the word of God. Romans 6:17, "But God be thanked, that though you were the slaves of sin, yet you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which you were delivered." Truly, Abel had a faith to die for. Herein are some valuable lessons for us today. God does not accept wickedness in worship. You cannot love God and hate your brother. We sin when we set aside God's commands. We also sin when we offer God less than our best. Friends, the lesson of Abel should inspire us to do to the fullest what God requires. If we can help you, would you please let us know? And until next week, may God bless and keep you.